Oh shit. I'm Kim and I'm an addict. I'm gonna get some stuff straight off the top. I'm gonna let you know I'm a 54-year-old transgender woman. I represent the diversity of Narcotics Anonymous. I have 15 years clean. I know this motherfucking shit works. You can't take my chair. I've done too much work to earn this chair. We're talking about, they talked about sex ship relationship. I'm talking about what's left, the battleship.
What?
My life, my entire life was a battleship. Hello. How you doing? My entire life has been a battleship. Early on in life, I fought with myself. I didn't like who I was. I didn't know who the fuck I was. I had problems with me in the beginning. You didn't have to hate me. You didn't have to not like me. You didn't have to talk about me. I did that shit for myself. I ain't need no help in putting me down. The worst relationship I've had in my entire life has been with Kim. I couldn't get a relationship with God because I couldn't get a relationship with me. There was a lot of fucking going on, yeah. It was a fallout. It was a fallout of being unable to deal with my own self. I couldn't look at me in the mirror. When I got to Narcotics Anonymous, I'm not going to talk about the prostitution because I got to Narcotics Anonymous by way of the Million Man March. I'll tell you that part. I came from Ohio and went to D.C. There was a million men there. I went there to become a millionaire, $1 at a time. Yeah. When I got there, God had other plans. I got clean before the march. He set my ass down. I was standing on a corner with chitlins in my drawers. My ass was skimpy. There was nothing left. It was gone. All that shit I thought I had accumulated, like body and beauty, had went down the tubes. All I had was some hair and some jelly shoes. All stemming from the fact that I couldn't get along with me. I set out to destroy me years before I picked up. I set out to kill myself years before there was a drug. I said I'd kill myself with food. That shit's back. It's back. I ain't smoking no crack, but I eat the hell out of a cupcake. Yeah. I'm diabetical. I got 1.5 foot. 2 years ago, they cost half my foot. I'm one of the goddamn five guys yesterday and went and got it. I ain't got no business with fries, burgers, nothing. If it ain't a salad, I ought to leave it alone. But me not liking me will set my ass up every time. I got to Narcotics Anonymous, and my sponsor, first thing he told me is that you have problems with relationship. Before getting to Narcotics Anonymous, I went to a shelter. And when I walked in the shelter, the man said, "You can stay here, but I don't want you messing with nobody." That's what he said. No. Yeah. He said, "Dog, I don't want you fucking with nobody." He said, "You don't know the difference between romance and finance. Leave folks alone." Because everything I did had a cost. I just bought these teeth 7-8 years ago. I had them all removed because it enhanced business. It was a business decision. I could get an extra $5 from somebody for hair with no teeth. Ask your boyfriend. It works. It works. It kept me on the block a couple more years. It works. It works. I couldn't get along with myself. I couldn't. It took me 5 years working the steps and taking a step to just one suggestion from my sponsor to look in the mirror and tell myself I like myself before I could actually look myself in the eye. It took 5 years of putting on makeup every morning and not being able to stare myself in the fucking face. I ain't like me. My mother didn't have to tell me that I was an abomination. The whole family told me. The church told me. Everybody told me some shit. Now I believe that I incorporated in my spirit. It was deep rooted. It still ain't gone. I got to get up every day and say, Kim, you all right. You deserve to be here. You deserve a relationship with a higher power. He ain't out to get your ass no more. That's been my relationship with God. He's out to get me. Everything that happens, he's out to get me. Yeah, they call out my foot. He's out to get me. Fuck all that shit I ate. He's out to destroy me. He's out to mess me up. He's just setting up stuff to hurt me. That's some self-centered shit. To think he takes all day just to think of what to do to me. That's really bad. My relationships. I got here and I had a whole bunch of. Yeah, it wasn't relationships. I don't know what the fuck this shit was. But what happened was I kept picking up the same man. He had a different face. He had a different name. But we get into this dance. We put on the same music. We dance around. He steal my shit and leave. Same relationship every time. He looked different. He smelled different. Sometimes he wasn't using in the beginning. Let me share with you, ladies, when a gentleman tells you who he is, if he's robbed his mama, and he's robbed his sister, and he's robbed his own wife. Don't think that you're so fucking spiritual that he ain't gonna get you. Because I was believing that I was carrying the message. But I was carrying the fucking attic. And I was running in here sharing with y'all how he would steal my shit. And y'all would tell me shit like, what's his name? Well, his name is James C. He'd have moved in and got a key. I don't know his motherfucking middle name. I don't know where his friend from. I don't know his police record. I'm beginning to believe that background check should be mandatory. I'm talking about getting in here and doing the shit. Because I don't know how y'all do step work, but I don't do stuff until my ass is completely burnt up. I got sick and tired of giving my shit away. I got sick and tired of people walking on my back and calling it love. I got sick and tired of me. That's when I was ready to finish the fourth step. I got sick and tired of not knowing, going in the room, raising my hand, and they said, oh, shit. This bitch and gave her key away again. I got sick and tired of looking like a fool. I got sick and tired of my life being just here. Here, fuck me. Just here. And I don't get nothing out of it. I mean, nothing. It ain't good, it ain't bad, it ain't nothing. I ain't getting nothing out of it. Just here. I got sick and tired of that stuff. So I got willing, after 18 months of sitting on the step. Because I sat there and I looked cute. I joined the four-step club and I was the president. I watched people come and go. Hi. I sat right there. And I got tired of watching people go and get better. And I began to want to know when the policewoman came to my house and said, you can't press charges when you give the robber the key. A light bulb went. And I said, well, I better do something quick. Well, I ain't wearing shit. And I locked myself in my apartment. In 5 days, I began to research when and why and what and why can't I just like something about me? Why I got to have you? Because I got to be somebody's girlfriend. I just can't be Kim. I got to be somebody's woman. I mean, your queen or your something. I got to be somebody's something. I just can't be Kim standing on Kim. I couldn't trust this God because I couldn't trust me. Because I spent my life jumping out of bushes, ambushing myself. So I couldn't trust what was going on with my thinking. I couldn't trust what I was going to do. So I couldn't trust y'all. Because if it was anything like me, I was in the sharing with more like indifferent. How in the hell am I going to trust your crazy ass? You have to be out your goddamn mind telling me to trust you, and I know what I do. You lost your damn mind. I got in this step, and my sponsor was my higher power in the second step in the beginning, because he had stayed clean 3.5 years, and I had never met anybody in my entire life that had not used nothing for 3.5 years. I had never met anybody that wasn't rolling on the floor speaking in tongues. Never. He became my higher power in the beginning. But I had to get to searching for this God person that y'all kept telling me about. That was doing so good with y'all. He's doing wonderful things with y'all. Having relationships with y'all. And I'd go home and I'd say, well, where you at? I'm going to tell you how it worked, how I got over that shit. I was sitting at home, and I don't take anything for granted anymore. I was sitting at home watching Touched by an Angel, and that Jessica girl, the angel girl, they were doing a courtroom scene, and she sat on the stand. She was sitting there for God, because it hadn't rained in this town. They put God on trial. And she said, they said, we prayed and we prayed, and you still haven't answered our prayers. She said, God always answers prayer. Sometimes he says no. I said, ain't that a bitch? Get to my ass with the no. All y'all getting good, y'all getting cars, and I'm living in the project. My first apartment was in a project. I had to walk in and out of a battleship every motherfucking day just to get to my apartment. I had to not use while I watched everybody in the hallway smoke crack. I had to not use and fuck everybody's man in the building. Well, I got a couple. But I had to not do it. Sometimes. I had to not do it sometimes. I had to do all that and not use. And y'all got apartments in lavish buildings and bought homes and shit. Because he was good to y'all. And he was constantly telling me no, I thought. I wasn't grateful for the days that were mounting in my life. I wasn't grateful to look back and say, well, bitch, you ain't standing on the corner no more. And when it rains, you can go in because you really got a key. You ain't even looking at the gratitude, the fact that you got a key to give to a motherfucker. And you got some shit that he can rob you for. You ain't even grateful for that. You just an ungrateful bitch. Who's going to want to have a relationship with an ungrateful bitch? I give you stuff and you think you doing it. You think you running it. You think you supplying it. You doing everything there is in your life for yourself. Why should I be there? That's what he said. What you need me for? So he left me alone with me to kill myself one day at a time. It don't take drugs to kill me. It takes flour and sugar.
Yeah.
A little bit of grease in a chicken. Yeah, it don't take much. I ain't got to work real hard. I ain't got to stand on the corner no more. I go to the grocery store and buy my drugs. I don't know what y'all do. I don't get in a relationship today because I've done some step work, and I know I can't share. I can't share the fucking remote. I can't do it. I got two TVs in my apartment. I have to know which everyone's what channel it's on. I got to hold the remote. Don't turn it up. Don't turn it down. Don't change the channel. Don't cut it off. Leave my shit alone. I can't do it. I'm not going to inflict my shit on somebody else again, thinking that I'm saving the ass. That's my message now, that I need to leave folks alone. I need to get in touch with Kim, because Kim still don't trust Kim. It's real obvious. Look at the size I am. Damn. I was a size 8 when I got here. There's many numbers between 8 and now. This shit, I understand that I live my life in relationships of you, me, and she. Because I ain't have enough self-esteem to understand that because when you got me, you didn't really need she. But your image and your ego needed she, so they wouldn't figure you got me. I'm so busy protecting your image, I was fucking my own. Yeah, people pleasing. That's some real people pleasing. I couldn't figure that part out, that it was all right for you to have her and come see me at 8. Yeah. Come on over at 8. Get out by 9:30 so you can get home. I told myself wonderful shit like, here you go. I ain't got to do his laundry. I ain't washing nobody's dirty drawers of my own. I was real proud of that shit. I ain't want y'all to know that night I laid in bed lonely. And unable to be satisfied with just me. Because it takes a lot of work just to be satisfied with you laying in the bed. You ain't got to masturbate all the time. It's all right if you do. It's all right when you do. But you ain't got to. Some days it's just all right to lay in my bed and look around and say, thank you, God. I ain't got to suck no dirty dicks no more. Thank you, God. I ain't got to have a 700-pound man tell me how to lick it no more. Thank you, God. I ain't got to let folks ride me that I wouldn't ordinarily speak to. Thank you, God. I'm talking about the freedom of being me.
Damn.
Transgender bitch that I am in Narcotics Anonymous, and y'all can't put me out. I'm a member. I'm an active member of the program of Narcotics Anonymous. I fellowship occasionally, but I'm an active member. I have a sponsor who insists on doing step work. I resist. Because ain't shit going on. Why should I work on me? Shit, I'm going to have lap band surgery to get skinny again. I ain't got to do nothing. They didn't do the surgery. But I have to address the reason why I eat. Because they can cut off all the shit they want to. If I ain't careful, it'll be bigger than this. Yeah. So my relationship is with Kim. And I suggest to the newcomer that you find a relationship. I have a wonderful relationship with my sponsor. It's the first honest relationship I've ever had in my life. He tells me the exact truth. I don't like him for it, but he does it anyway. Yeah. Build a relationship with a sponsor, with God. Work on yourself. Fuck it, you got it. Fuck it, you got it. I don't tell my sponsors not to fuck. Don't bring them home. Keep your key in your pocketbook. Yeah. Fuck them, pull them out. No overnight guests. You ain't saying, no, not in my house. It ain't all about that. Until I am comfortable with Kim, I'll be no good to nobody else. I had to learn how to stop inflicting shit on people. That's been my biggest struggle. Newcomers, I pray that what you've heard this weekend fuck up every one of your reservations. Thank you for allowing me to share.